All right, good afternoon. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, sitting in for Eric Johnson this week, who's, I know he started cooking already for Easter dinner. So, hey, coming up today, we've got some great folks on the radio, like Daryl Leese, president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We got a whole bunch more good folks coming your way here today. So, including the vice president of the United Soybean Board. And right now, he is Divide County Extension Agent, Travis Bindi. How are you doing today, Travis?
We're doing good. How are you, Mick?
Hey, no complaints. I just did a Google Maps thing, and if I left right now, I'd get there in 6 hours and 7 minutes. It's 399 miles from my studio to your office. So I'm southeast North Dakota, and you're about as far in northwest North Dakota as one can get.
That's for sure. Yeah, we're complete opposite corners. That's for sure.
In between, we've got a little bit of everything, but you guys have kind of notoriously dry last year. Did you get a little more moisture last fall and through the winter, or are you still precariously parched?
Yeah, we're still pretty parched for the most part. Gosh, this winter we didn't get nearly probably the snowfall we were kind of hoping for up in this neck of the woods, I guess. And then whatever did melt, it went off pretty quick here this spring. And I guess we did get a little reprieve last weekend with an all-day rain on Sunday, and we even got some snow up here. And that really made things look a lot better, made us feel a lot better. But we're still still in the negatives, I'd say, in terms of soil moisture and where we're at, and in terms of getting out of the drought conditions that we've been seeing definitely since last fall.
Yeah, I was looking last weekend. You guys got a little over an inch. That was a blessing, huh?
Yeah, between the rain and the snow, what melted, it was really heavy snow that we did get up here. So kind of what we expect this time of year. And that definitely needed that rain. We were all really looking forward to it and hoping we were going to get more than what they were predicting. And I think we did for the most part. So
yeah.
It's nice to be on that upper end of things.
So are the lawns greening up and the pastures starting to get a little tinge of green in there?
Yeah, things around town are definitely starting to green up, and pastures and ditches and everything that way. Yeah, we're seeing some of our cool seasons kind of come out, and they're enjoying our cool weather that we're having, our nice weather that we've been having. So yeah, things are starting to look a little less brown and a little more green and feel a little bit more like spring.
Yeah, that is, in the wet years, or at least the average years, it's so green out there, you can hardly stand to look at it. Emerald green, like Ireland, huh?
Yes, when the good is good, right?
Yeah, when the good is good, but it ain't right now, that's for sure. Well, there's two sides to every story. The good news in the dryness is, are guys sticking wheat in the ground or some of the early season, the cool season crops? Or is it a little too wet to work the fields yet?
Well, there were some that did get in, I know, before the rain. We weren't seeing a lot of movement quite yet, and they're kind of waiting for our soil, too, to warm up a little bit more. But a few guys were out on kind of the western border of our county and border with Montana there. Some were out there seeding early. I know a lot of them were kind of hoping to wait till after that potential rain that we did get on Sunday. And I think here come the end of the week, we might be seeing quite a few guys in the field. I know right before that rain too, there was a lot of guys out spreading fertilizer. They were going hot and heavy out there too. So kind of in that anticipation and getting ready for spring's work here that's right around the corner.
Yeah, kind of like getting ready to go hunting or fishing. I know I'm going to score a big one. Or you're always optimistic before everything begins. So that is good. What are your crops? What's the rotation out there? What do they specialize in out there in Divide County?
Gosh, we grow so many different crops. it's hard to kind of narrow it down some days and for how diverse we've gotten out here. But pretty typical rotation. We'll have durum or spring wheat in there. A pulse crop of either kind of lentils, peas, Now, I guess we're throwing in soybeans. I guess if you want to look at them as a pulse or oil seed there as well. And then looking into some of our other oil seeds, flax, canola. Canola's really taken off up here in the last probably 10 to 15 years. Our productions went way up. But we also do, we've been seeing more corn, more than just for silage and stuff, like actual grain corn now too. Sunflowers, we dabble a little bit in safflowers as well. That's actually one that I've been hearing a lot of people kind of planning more on this year, kind of adjusting their acreage because of how dry we are and anticipated continued drought, I guess, from the forecast. Safflowers kind of, we see a little bit up here every year, but I've had more people stop in and ask about safflower information than I have in the 5 years I've been here. So
wow.
Kind of a little different swing this year.
Yeah, that part of it, but there's a processing plant out in Montana, not too far away. I suppose there's a market for it.
Yep, most of them, that's where they're contracted through contracted acres and stuff through, it's down in Fairview, so right on the border, another border town. But they have an elevator down there that they do a lot of contracting with up here.
For sure. Now, the flax seed, the golden or the brown, mm-hmm. What's the most popular?
Oh, it's a little bit of both up in this area. I would say probably more on the brown flax side of things if I had to take a stab in the dark at it. But
yeah.
Definitely see both up here.
That's traditional. But no flax straw, though, I suppose.
Not as much. And we've probably seen kind of our acre shift from flax to canola, too, on most side of things. I think people got tired of dealing with the straw to some degree of the flax and having to figure out and burning. And as we know, we're dry a lot, majority of the time, at least it seems like. So finding a way to get rid of that stumble and stuff is, I think, kind of what hinders people a lot. And kind of that flax market, too, was kind of hurting people for a while, or they were having a hard time moving it. So I think kind of a combination of the two, and then canola with having some more technology and as far as spraying and chemical-wise, too, you get a few more options that way. And I think that really kind of shifted the acres, but I know flax prices have been kind of up again, so we'll see if they switch back to it a little bit more.
Boy, times change. I remember back in the 50s and 60s, and we're talking the middle of the last century, flax straw, that was, it was like raising sheep. You also could sell the wool. You raise flax. The flax straw was also a huge market. Linseed Yeah. oil is the oil from flax. And then linen, from flax and all of that. And then it made cigarette paper and Bible pages. So
quite the combo.
Yes. But anyway, there was a market for it, but not anymore. So, all right. Hey, how are the cows doing and the calves?
Oh, they're looking good. It's fun to see. We've been, there's been quite a few people calving. We have a good group of cattlemen up here that kind of calve that middle of April time or middle of March time frame. So some of them are kind of just almost into that second, maybe into their third cycle, depending on when they started in calving there. And from what I've heard and just from my own experience too, gosh, we've had really nice calving conditions for the most part up here, outside of a few days of some cold weather. But once we did hit it, it's been nice. Now we'll start seeing a lot, and being we had a lot of winter storms there kind of in that late April in the last handful of years, a lot of guys kind of pushed later and start later in April instead of doing beginning of April or end of March calving. They've switched to more April, May. And so those ones are just kind of getting going. You see a few new ones out there here and there when you're driving around, and it's fun to see those calves running around, that's for sure. A nice sign of spring.
Yes, for sure. Kicking up their heels. A sign of Easter, especially on Easter week. What's the general attitude? Are farmers generally optimistic, or are they kicking the cat? How are they feeling?
Yeah, I think most of them just in nature. I think in order to be a farmer, you kind of have to be generally optimistic on things, right? We're never guaranteed anything when we put it in the ground. So I think most of them are kind of, you know, like, well, we've been here, we've done it, and we'll make it work kind of a thing, and we'll come out, we'll figure it out as we go. Talking with people, that seems to be the attitude kind of for this year, and we've seen it where we've gone from extreme drought to being overly wet where we can't get stuff in either. So we know things can kind of flip pretty quickly and drastically, so I think they just kind of are taking it day by day and going with what they normally do with some maybe some minor tweaks, like I said, maybe shifting to something a little more drought tolerant like safflower, and maybe cutting some of our higher input acreage such as canola.
Yeah. Right?
So I think it seems pretty good, though, for the most part, from what I've been hearing.
Take a lesson there. Grab your mental health by the horns and take hold and do the best you can with it. So that's good. I see you're continuing your Field to Fork webinar series. That's tonight, huh?
Yeah, that's one that is put on through the state or that gets coordinated from a statewide level in such that way. So, yeah, a really nice program for people to learn a little bit more about that Field to Fork and keeping up to date on things that way as well.
Yeah, because, man, you are, again, the epicenter of a lot of specialty crops out there. So thanks for all of that. All right, well, Travis Bindi, Divide County Extension for NDSU, thank you for the visit, the update, and we wish you a happy Easter weekend and a successful 2025 for all of your farmers out there.
Awesome. Thanks, Mick.